Papa!
Let's declare an International Blues Music Day. Hi, my name is Johnny Childs, blues musician and president of the New York City Blues Society. To support this great cause, please join our Facebook group called Petition to Declare an International Blues Music Day. Join the discussion and let's create a formal day to celebrate blues music. From its legends and pioneers in the U.S. to the continually evolving pool of modern-day blues artists around the world. Let's celebrate our love for this great American art form and bring more recognition and support to blues music for many generations to come. Find our Facebook group called Petition to Declare an International Blues Music Day. This is Johnny Childs saying thank you for supporting the blues.
It is so easy to give back.
I don't have a lot of money to help people, but I do have something. I have time.
You can give any skill you have.
Just imagine how strong a society we could be.
This is Barack Obama. Every one of us has a role to play in making our communities and our country stronger. Discover yours. Help us continue to make a difference in the life of our nation. Go to serve.gov and find the opportunity that works for you. And this message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Where do you hear the best of female artists from all different genres? Right here on WHFR. When do you hear the best of female artists from all different genres? From noon until 2 p.m. every Saturday afternoon. Who brings you the best of female artists from all different genres? Your host, Lynn. That's me. So tune in every Saturday from noon till 2 p.m. for No Boys Allowed and hear the best of female artists from all different genres. Right here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves at 89.3 on your FM dial. And that is me. This is Lynn, and you are listening to Impact right here on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves at 89.3 on your FM dial. Impact, the show that presents you with individuals and groups making a positive difference in our society. And we have a great show for you today. Kenny Lang is here. He brought his guitar, and we have some music that he wrote. We have some music that he's going to sing live, and we have all kinds of great stuff for you. So we're going to get started with a little bit of music from Kenny Lang right here on Impact. And again, this is your host, Lynn, and we're here with Kenny Lang.
Come on over here, my darling. Yeah, let me hold you like I do. I've been doing some thinking lately. I'd like to share it with you. Yeah, I've been lately thinking about how we came to be way back 50 years or so. Never could have seen. Back then we started dating, planning for our life. We said our vows together. You became my wife. But the world was kind of crazy back then, and Uncle Sammy said that's all. No sooner did we honeymoon than Korea placed a call. Through all the years, it's been you, it's been me. Good Lord's help from up above. Take what life has given. Know we made it through. A little faith and a lot of love. Well, I came back to you, darling. Started working on our dreams. Bought ourselves a little house. Just the two of us, it seemed. It wasn't long till the old doc said, yeah, the two would now be three. Prayed to God, all be well. I just couldn't wait to see. Three, then four, then five. I could not believe my eyes. We had ourselves a family. You made me feel alive. We watched them grow and go their way. Tried to teach them wrong from right. They started families of their own. You are their guiding light. Through all the years, it's been you, it's been me. Good Lord's help up above. Take what life has given. I know we made it through. Little faith, lot of love. Well, a lot of time has passed now. Oh, so many things have changed. Our kids, kids have kids now. Seems everything's rearranged. There's one thing I know for certain. Ah, honey, this is true. After all this time, all these years, I'm still in love with you. Through all the years, it's been you, it's been me. The good Lord's help from up above. Take what life has given. Know we made it through. A little faith and a lot of love. A little faith and a lot of love. A little faith. And a lot of love.
Well, welcome, Kenny.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Lynn. I really appreciate it.
There you are. Okay.
Privilege being here.
I'm having headphone issues. There we go. Okay.
That's why I'm not wearing it.
I'm watching the meters and everything looks fine, but I can't hear you. Okay. Tell us, we definitely want to talk about First Friday, and we want to talk about McRust, but tell us just briefly about that song, because it's so beautiful.
Oh, that song's called Little Faith, Lot of Love, in parentheses, Jack's song. Jack was my father, and he passed away last February, and funny because he wrote the lyrics, well, some of the lyrics to the song, the basic idea of the song, some 30, 32 years ago, and I tried to put it to music over the years and just had problems after problems with it. Nothing would come, and then like a few days before my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary, something just, the chorus just came to me, and I sat down and kicked out the song in about 10 minutes, and my father just... He just thought it was the greatest thing, and he told me, he says, you got to promise me one thing. When I go, you have to play that song.
Aww.
So it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But we did it, and the background vocal on that's my wife, Shay, and the harmonica is Carl Caballero, one of my best friends.
And
a truly great guy.
And one of the best harp players.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, probably the best.
And, the best,
you know,
yeah.
I've listened to harp players for a long time, guys like Charlie McCoy, Mickey Raphael from Willie Nelson's band, you know, Fingers Taylor from Buffett's band. But Carl's got them all.
Yeah, he does.
Little plug for Carl there.
Alrighty, and welcome to Impact. And I'll remind the listeners one more time: Impact is a show that talks about people, individuals, and groups, which basically would be a group of individuals who are making a positive difference in this world that we live in. And your cause that we're talking about today, your group is called McRest.
Yeah,
McRest. And you want to tell us a little bit about McRest?
Okay, it is the Macomb County Rotational Emergency Shelter Team is what the official name is, which is probably why they shortened it to McRest. And what they do is they provide for the homeless and displaced, you know, individuals the opportunity for successful transition to independence.
Okay.
And they provide shelters. It's done at area churches. The churches participate, and we're affiliated. Well, I'm affiliated with First Friday. Actually, is affiliated with the Scruffy Church in Warren, and Pastor Tom O'Wellen over there, and his wife Gretchen, and the rest of the team. Grateful to them for the venue that they've given us to play. But getting back to McRest, what the churches provide is like basic hygiene, you know, food and shelter. Transportation to work, you know, and various appointments, you know, laundry services. They assist in rent and trying to get security deposits. And they also assist as much as they can in locating employment for the homeless.
Okay. Yeah, so they're helping with the day-to-day, hour-to-hour things that we take for granted, yeah. I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, leg up, not a handout.
Exactly, so. Yeah. About how many churches are involved with this organization?
Oh, my gosh. I think, let's see, on the churches...
That's a number of them.
You know, I had the number, and you know, I'm almost 90.
Okay.
They started out back in 1989, and there were 21 congregations, and as of 2008, there was almost 90.
Wow. Okay.
So that's pretty good. And they actually went in the last 10 years, from in 1999, they provided 3,500. Shelter nights a year up to 2008. I'm still living in the 1900s.
Gotcha.
What can I say, you know? But in 2008, they are up to 19,000 shelter nights,
right,
which is incredible.
Right. The need is so great.
And it's, unfortunately, instead of getting better, things are...
Yeah, continuing.
We know the situation in the economy. Things are just... Not there.
Exactly. But this is a shining light. You know, it's a shining ray of hope.
Oh, definitely.
Because, as you said, it's not a handout; it's a leg up, and it's a way of helping people get back on their feet. It's a way of getting you to your job. How do you hold a job if you don't have transportation?
Exactly.
You know, that's very difficult unless you're working at, you know, a corner store or something that's walking distance from wherever you are.
Right. There's not too many of them corner stores left either.
That too.
So.
That too. We have the statistics are kind of interesting because there are sort of perceptions that we have about the homeless. The homeless are drug users and alcoholics. They're basically bums.
They stand on the corner of
looking,
expressway exits with a sign,
it.
"Will work for food."
Right, and that's not true. There's many more. You have, I remember part of what I want to say. There was a major cutback in the Snyder administration recently, and it was when they took people off after 4 years. And I believe the number was 30,000 and 20,000 were children, or 40,000 and 30,000 were children, something like that. Now, these are innocent children who need an education. They need a home. They need... they need to be able to prosper so that they can grow.
Exactly.
And they that aid has been cut from them. So this is a place too where children are helped too.
Exactly.
And one of the things I took a look at in the on the McRest webpage talked about how many people are 60 and over who are in trouble.
Yeah.
People who have lost their homes, and a lot of these folks are vets or a lot of just quote unquote regular people who worked all their lives, and now all of a sudden they're senior citizens and they have problems.
Yeah, you'd really be surprised how many veterans out there are homeless after laying their life on the line. Mm-hmm. Whether they were in combat or whether it was peacetime, they still took an oath, mm-hmm. To protect us, to lay down their life if they had to, and now they're homeless, and a lot of them have turned to substance abuse and things like that too. Yeah. And it's not a pretty sight.
Right. Does McRust deal with any of that sort of drug counseling, alcohol counseling?
Yeah, they do. They actually have a joint effort going with the Downriver Community Service to provide medical care and mental health and substance abuse programs.
Okay. So if someone has a medical condition, they're able to get the medication that they need, able to get the mm-hmm. scans that they need, and okay, that's fantastic. And then, obviously, we need a whole lot of money to run this thing.
And every little bit helps.
Great. And one of the ways that McRust has helped is through the First Friday open mic night.
We're trying.
Tell me about those.
Well, I've been playing music for like 42, 43 years, and I've played in bands. Never turned down the chance to do a benefit mm-hmm. for whatever cause came up, whether it's somebody that lost his life, muscular dystrophy, cancer society, and now McRest, I've always tried to be there because, music's given me a lot. Mm-hmm. So this is the way I can give back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have a lot of, I don't have money, period. But I have my music, and that's a gift that was given to me. So it's my responsibility to share that. And what we did with First Friday is all the open mics that I'd been attending were all on this side of town, Wyandotte, Plymouth, Dearborn, and I live over on the east side.
Okay.
My wife and I live in Harper Woods, and I was looking for a place on the east side. And a friend of mine emailed me one day. He said, "You need to talk to this pastor, Tom Owellen, from the Scruffy Church. He's very interested." So Tom and I hooked up, and we started talking about things, and he asked me point blank. He says, "What would you think about doing this as a benefit?" I'm going, "That's exactly what I want to do." I said, "Do you have a cause?" He says, "Yeah, McRest." He says, "Our church is very heavy into the McRest program." He asked me if I was familiar with it. I said, "Oh, yeah, I'd worked with the program with a couple of different churches that my wife and I had attended."
Okay.
And so he says, "Well," he says, "we can take out a little bit for like snacks and stuff like that." And I said, no. I says, "We'll start off," I says, "I'll start providing like the coffee, mm-hmm. I'll get water, the snacks for the evening." I said, "We don't charge anything for anything."
Mm-hmm.
So we have asked that the entertainers bring in some donations, like mm-hmm. a bag of cookies, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. share. Actually, the first night we were there, we asked for donations. Somebody went out and got 12 pizzas, which was really cool. But the thing of it is whereas most open mics will charge, an admission fee, we don't have any admission fee. There's nothing at the cafe. We just have a little box by the sign-up sheet, and we ask for donations.
Okay.
And I kind of push it all night long, and we've actually done pretty well for, just flying by our seat of the pants. We started in May, the first Friday in May, which I think was May 6th. And so far, let's see, we've got May, June, July, August, September, October, six under our belt. We're averaging about $100 the first Friday now.
Okay, all right.
Which I definitely see going up because our turnouts have been getting better and better, and the quality of the entertainers that are showing up is awesome. And, they all know it's for a good cause. So, I mean, it's really inspiring.
Open mics do a lot of different genres. What is the First Friday genre, or is there one genre?
There's, basically not. Some of the open mics say strictly acoustic,
mm-hmm.
Some allow bands. We allow bands because we're able to use the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. We take down the chairs and we set up tables. It's a real nice setting. Mm-hmm. They've got the professional stage lighting there, and the sound system is just incredible. And they've got a drum set, they've got microphones, the whole nine yards. So, and actually, it's really cool because one of the bands that show up here, two of the guys are in the McRest program.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. And they're outstanding musicians.
How are they involved with McRest?
They're
customers.
Customers, yeah, patrons.
Okay.
Yeah, they are in the McRest program.
Okay.
And they actually have, for that night, they actually have to be picked up by somebody and then taken back to the shelter.
Okay.
So, because there are time limitations, and they have actually got an okay to go a little bit past their check-in time so they can play. But they've been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They've been really incredible. And once again, inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing folk music, any blues?
Or? Folk, blues, country, Americana, you name it.
Okay.
Original and cover stuff. So
right.
it's really cool because a couple of the guys that come out and play at First Friday do nothing but original material.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always cool to see what they bring in, you know. And it's also real, real moving to me that, you know, a lot of the people that perform at, like, Dearborn Acoustic, East River Folk Society, or Baseline Folk Society, they show up at First Friday. It's kind of, I don't want to use the word click because we're not really clickish, but
right.
You know, we're great friends,
mm-hmm.
and we depend on each other, and we count on each other, and we deliver.
Right.
You know, and guys like Rick Pitts, Robert Stark, Tim Foote, and Dan Featherston, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody's listening and I didn't mention your name, don't be slighted, okay? There's so many of you that, you know,
yes.
I just can't mention, but y'all mean the world to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we take a little break for another track from your CD?
Sounds good.
And this is, where are we going after that? Let's see.
I think we're doing the one that you
Why Me Lord.
Why Me Lord?
Yeah.
That one's
think
good
that
enough.
One's next.
That's Chris Christopherson. You can't go wrong with Christopherson.
I got it.
Like an old sailing ship lost out on the sea, that is how my life would be if you'd not found me. I've spent days that seem like years a downhill kind of spin. You've turned it all around, made me live again. So many times I just can't see where I am going. Just can't seem to even try. You'd put my heart at ease, showed me what could be. I can see forever in your eyes. Storm clouds hid the sun, was not in sight. From the moment I first saw you, your love turned the dark to light. It's been a long traveled road, cold and on my own. Gave me hope and comfort, made this boy a home. So many times I just can't see where I am going. Just can't seem to even try. You put my heart at ease, showed me what could be. I can see forever in your eyes. I can see forever in your eyes. I can see forever in your eyes. I was that old sailing ship, lost out on the sea.
Alrighty, I had a different song cued, and this was, as Kenny will tell you, definitely one of my favorites. This one is called I Can See Forever in Your Eyes, and Kenny, tell us about this one. It's a special song.
I'm going to say this about it first. The first time I met you at East River Folk Society, I played that song.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up to me at the end of the night and told me how much you loved that song. Mm-hmm. And I told you I was going to be recording it on my next CD. And the CD hadn't come out yet. And actually, you got one of the first copies of it when it came out because, you know, what you said. I really appreciate it. You have no idea how you made my night that night.
Wow.
But that was the first night I met you,
okay.
too.
Okay. So it was a beautiful song.
Never forget
song.
That.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my daughter had was getting married, and she called me one night. She says, "Dad," she says, "will you play a song in the wedding?" I says, "Yes. What do you want me to play?" She says, "I don't know. You haven't written it yet." I says, "Oh, great. No pressure. Well, I can't just sit down and write a song. It's got to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I mentioned before. You know, the music is a gift, and you know, I don't decide when the song gets written. It gets decided for me." And I had like 9 months at the time, and time was catching up on me. And my wife and I actually were on the way to church one day and pulled out of our driveway and saw a beautiful lake that was there, sun coming up. And I told her, I said, "Quick, grab a paper and pen." And I rattled off the chorus to her. I says, "Take that now." And then within the next couple of days, the song actually was finished about an hour before the rehearsal.
Oh, geez.
So, but it's really cool because it's basically a song about, you know, how I feel about my wife, and I wrote it for my daughter for her wedding, and you know how I was hoping she'd feel, and also the more I increase in my walk with the Lord, I just, you know, the chorus, "I can see forever in your eyes."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, I just think about the eyes of Jesus, and you know, it's.
Yeah.
Really makes me want to cry, actually.
Don't do that. we'll have to get creative. Okay, so I think the, you know, McRest is doing incredible things, and the support from the First Friday open mic is amazing too. And then that lends itself to the whole. It's like a family of open mics, as
it
you
is.
Said. There's a lot of friends that go from one to the other, different venues, what have you. And it's just a really. It's the time. It's a lot like the 60s with the stuff we're starting to go through, and now we're starting to see protests again and you know, that sort of thing. But I know that McRust is always looking for volunteers also.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I jotted down some notes here on last season. Last season they had 10,000 volunteers, provided 76,000 volunteer hours, valued at approximately $750,000, and $400,000 in tangibles. And that's not even including the board members, which is strictly a volunteer basis also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and they're always, always looking for more.
Okay. Do you have contact information? How could somebody volunteer if they wanted to?
You can find out if your church has a program, has the McArrest program, and then volunteer through your church. Or you can go online to McArrest.org.
Okay.
And they've got all the information on there, and the website is excellently done, of course, and more than likely by volunteers.
Definitely. Alrighty, and that's mcrest.org.
Right, dot org.
Okay. This is an organization that's making a difference, and gosh, that's. Can you tell us about? This is kind of putting you on the spot, I suppose. You mentioned the two men who were playing at some of the Friday night. First Fridays, open mics. Can you tell me about any individuals that have been helped by McRust in a way that, you kind of see a start-to-finish story that you could share?
I actually haven't really seen any start-to-finish.
Okay.
I've actually just really been in the trenches.
Okay.
And, at the one church, my wife and I helped, we worked in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And made the lunches, for the next business day and all that kind of stuff. And then I did an overnighter, too, to where I stayed with some of the men that were there. And it's definitely an eye-opening experience.
Yeah. Any stories you could relate about some of the individuals?
The two that just really come closest to home are the two that show up at First Friday and play. Because, I mean, just the encouragement, that they have, especially when the audience applauds.
Sure.
And the one thing about all these open mics, and First Friday is no exception, is, these are listening rooms. You get up there and people listen to you. And people appreciate what's coming off the stage. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it just lifted these two guys up.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy was a professional musician for years. And I know how that can be, because at one point in my life I was very dangerously, had it not been for two very good friends of mine, dangerously close to being homeless.
Okay.
So I had drug and alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if not for a couple friends giving me a leg up and holding me accountable, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Sure. Sure. So that's a good story. That's why you need the support.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. People need to know, people that are in that situation need to know that there are people that care.
Mm-hmm.
And care that they want to help them. Not just give them $5 and say, here you go, pal. Go get a McDonald's burger and we'll see you later.
Right.
People that, that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And they're living in a shelter right now, both of these gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. The rotating shelters at the different churches.
Right.
They actually go from church to church.
Okay. All right. How are the prospects looking for a job? Either as musicians or
as far as for musicians.
that's
any musicians out there listening, you'll know that in Detroit pickings are. I've been playing for 42-43 years, and now I enjoy what I'm doing more so than any other time in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you the last time I got even a dollar.
Okay, got it.
So, and sometimes, sometimes people say, man, you're crazy. You drive 50, 75 miles to play three songs. I love it, but as far as, just I have to say minimum wage jobs, they're out there.
Yeah.
These people are just happy to take them.
Yeah, and that's part of getting the structure back in your life,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Well, I will publicly state that we are not paying you either. But if you'd like to, if you'd like to play
gave,
a song,
you
for
gave
us,
me a pen.
I did. If you'd like to play a song for a pen, we'd love to hear you play live.
I would actually like to do a song.
Oh, okay.
This is a song I've been working on, so if I mess it up, it's actually the first time I've played this one publicly. So this,
all right.
It's a song by Guy Clark. Cardboard sign, old and bent. This is Friend for Life, 25 cents. When did this start making sense? Man, it's really getting cold. Sometimes I forget things. I get confused. I could still be working, but they refuse. Now I'm living with the bums and the whores and the abused. Man, I hate getting old. Homeless. Get away from here. Don't give them no money. They'll just spend it on beer. Homeless. We'll work for food. Do anything that you gotta do when you're homeless. Betty sings a song that no one hears as the winds begin to freeze her tears. She says, God, it's been so many years. Yeah, she's way past complaining. She sings a heartfelt melody, one that begs for harmony. No, it's not what she thought it'd be. But hey, could be raining. Homeless, get away from here. Don't give them no money, they'll just spend it on beer. Homeless, we'll work for food. Do anything that you gotta do when you're homeless. Life ain't easy, it takes work. It takes healing, cause you're gonna get hurt. You can lose your faith, you can lose your shirt. Lose your way sometimes. You never really have control. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. When the final line unfolds, it don't always rhyme. Homeless, get away from here. Don't give no money, they'll just spend it on beer. Homeless, we'll work for food. Do anything that you gotta do when you're homeless. Get away from here. Don't give no money, they'll just spend it on beer. Homeless, we'll work for food. Do anything that you gotta do when you're homeless. Cardboard sign, old and bent. This is Friend for Life, 25 cents. Homeless.
Wow. Thank you.
And that's our perception.
Yeah.
That's our perception. Don't give them no money. They'll just spend it on beer. No, give them a chance.
Yeah. Wow. Alrighty. Let's talk about the a couple upcoming events with some of the folk clubs.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot going on. Of course, yeah. First Friday's year-round. So this is going to be, perpetual thing going, but with the holidays coming up and everything, East River Folk Society in Wyandotte on November 12th, Saturday. That's the second Saturday of every month is East River Folk Society. But On the 12th, we are going to be doing a benefit fundraiser for the Wyandotte Good Fellows, No Child Without a Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that for quite a few years. I'm not really sure how many years. I've been a member there for 6 years now.
Okay.
And we've done it every year. And we're doing something a little bit different this year. We've always had a band of young kids called Fiddlers Restrung come in. Well, we decided that we're going to call on our own membership this time. So we threw together what we're calling the East Side Ramblers. And it's a group of us, and we got together. The first half of the show will be open mic. And then the second half will be the East River Ramblers, and we've got a program of sing-alongs and familiar songs that everybody can sing along. We're printing up sheets for everybody. Don't care how good or bad or indifferent you sing, you know. But we got some cool songs picked out. Teach Your Children. We got This Land Is Your Land, of course. You know, okay. Folk Music 101A.
Oh, absolutely,
on that one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We got some others, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully the audience will get a kick out of it too.
Yeah.
So we're doing that one. Like I said, on November 12th, and then December 3rd. Now, normally, Dearborn Acoustic is normally the fourth Saturday of the month, but the fourth Saturday being
Thanksgiving
weekend, they moved it a week past, which means that you can come out the first Friday on the 2nd and then go to Dearborn Acoustic on the 3rd. And, a whole great weekend of music, and you're donating to great causes.
Right.
Dearborn Acoustic is doing, I think this is their third annual.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots,
mm-hmm.
which, what can you say?
I
mean, it's incredible.
And admission is waived that night.
Yeah.
A cash admission is waived so that you're bringing in an unwrapped toy for a child.
Yep.
A new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots.
Yep.
And and then I see the McRust also has a benefit concert that same night.
Oh, it figures. Everything's always on the same night.
And that one, what's the location of that?
That's out in Sterling Heights.
Okay.
It's a WCS building. I'm not WCS Performing Arts Building, so that must be somebody's name. I apologize, I'm at a loss on that one, but it's out in Sterling Heights, at Sterling Heights High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's Don White and Matt Wetroba.
Matt used to host the Folks Like Us program.
Years.
And great performer and songwriter in his own right. And Don White, I actually had a chance to hear him at the Arc a couple months back, and he's just incredible.
And more information about that is mcrust.org.
Exactly.
Yeah. And East River Folk Society and Dearborn Acoustic also are out on the web.
Right.
So you can check out all the details for that.
As is Scruffy Church.
Right.
Scruffychurch.com is their website. And actually, if you want to get in touch with me personally, you'll love this one. fishandmusician17@hotmail.com.
There you go.
I can't have anything simple.
No.
Fish and Musician, that
works.
Basically, two of my favorite things in the world is playing music and fishing.
There you go. All righty. So far as any sort of special Christmas fundraisers or special Christmas projects at McRust, are you aware of anything that's seasonal?
I'm not aware of anything as of yet. I'm sure something will be going on at the Scruffy Church.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to talk with Pastor Tom, on that yet.
Okay.
So, but if it's coming up, it'll be on their website. Website's... once again, excellent.
Yeah, lots and lots of information.
Yeah.
The thing to remember is, as you look at your family and maybe your work situation or what have you, there's a fair amount of time and effort spent on, parties and fun and what have you. McRust is focused on your day-to-day operation, making sure you have toothpaste, sure you have a toothbrush.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure something special will happen, but they're so focused on just getting you what you need on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
There's so much need. So, alrighty. We talked about doing a song a little bit ago, and we had the wrong one queued up. So why don't we play that one now that we have the right one queued?
Just remember the queue is one number later.
No. Yeah, there. Yeah, there's a little bit of a misprint on the CD, but we found the right songs. See what you think.
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of your pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? For the kindness you show, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
And we're back. That was Why Me, Lord.
Why Me, Lord.
Why Me, Lord.
Yep. Chris Christopherson wrote that song.
Okay. And all three of those songs that we played are from Kenny Lang's The Gift He Gave to Me, his gospel CD. Alrighty. Scruffy Church.
It's a great name, isn't it?
You know, my church has the pillars, and it was built in 1929, and it has the sort of formal sounding name and formal sounding appearance. And the Scruffy Church is not. It's a neat place. I was out there the one time, and due to my work schedule, I'd like to get out there more, but I normally can't get out there for First Friday. But gosh, what a cool place it was. Yeah. Tell me about the Scruffy Church.
Well, it's for anybody who really is not into the traditional, you know, Sunday go to meet and close type of thing, yeah. You know, for better, right. You know, right. For lack of better terminology, it's a come as you are type of thing. And, you know, I've been to one of the services, and it's very cool. Pastor Tom's awesome.
Yeah.
Delivers a very good message, direct, you know, personal, boom, right in your lap, you know, doesn't talk over your head, no Latin.
Well, I understand it wasn't always called the Scruffy Church. Was sort of in parentheses as I spoke with his wife when I was there, and as I understand, it was sort of like in parentheses underneath the real name, which was the Urban Church,
the way they
started.
Yeah.
Okay, and they weren't really attracting people or what have you, and it was referred to as the Scruffy Church.
Yeah.
It was
because of the way everybody dressed when they came there.
Okay.
You know? And they've actually got, I believe one of the pastors is actually involved with Bikers for Christ, too.
Okay.
Which is very cool. So you get the guys coming in with the colors, you know, Bikers for Christ to a Sunday service, which is awesome.
Yeah. And they did make the official change to the signage. Now reads the Scruffy Church.
Scruffy Church. I'm not sure what it used to be, but it's just... It's a great little building, and they're doing such great work there. You know, they've got a great children's program, you know, and they're really doing a lot of amazing things.
Okay, and then being part of McRust, which is an amazing thing. Okay,
when you think that they, you know, that they put up about 30 people in a small church like that, they actually use the sanctuary for that also. You know, where we have the First Friday.
Okay. All right. So the people who are overnighted are able to have dinner, breakfast.
Yep.
Both. And they're able to shower. Okay. And then McRust itself also works on things like job referrals, and we talked about the transportation earlier. Some resume writing. I mean, all that sort of support.
Helping out with job interviews, you know, and stuff like that too. Getting them on the right track.
Okay, all right. Wow. How many families are involved on the receiving end? I mean, are we seeing a lot of families, or is it mostly singles?
No, there are quite a few families.
Really?
Mother, father, and the kids, or even single single parents.
So it's just a mix. There's really no.
Yeah. There's no set, you know, I don't even know what word I'm looking for here.
Yeah,
there's no set description.
Yes.
You know, it's just everybody.
Yeah, those in need.
Yeah, those that need.
Yeah.
You got it.
Wow. And, well, I need a song.
Okay. I think I can do one for you.
You think you can do that?
Yeah. This one's actually an Arlo Guthrie tune, but a good friend of both of ours, Dan Featherston, was asked to do... come up with a song for a fundraiser for the homeless.
Okay.
And he says, well, the only one I know is this one. He says, he wrote another verse to the song.
Okay.
So the last verse that I'll be doing will be Dan's.
Okay.
So Battered Hat, and that's what he goes by, Hat Dan.
Yeah.
So this one's for him, so... I wanna hop on that last train in the station. You won't need to get yourself prepared. When you're on that last train to glory, you'll know that you have paid your fare. Maybe you ain't walked on any highway. You just been flying in the air. If you're on that last train to glory, you'll know that you have paid your fare.
Maybe you've been lying down in the jailhouse. Maybe you are hungry and you are poor. Maybe your ticket on that last train to glory is a stranger who's been sleeping on your floor. I ain't a man of constant sorrow. I ain't seen trouble all day long. We are only passengers on that last train to glory that will soon be long, long gone.
This one's Dan's verse.
If you've been on that street and homeless, you're begging for a dime to spare. And when you're looking out from that last train to glory, you will know that somebody cares. I wanna hop on the last train at the station. You won't need to get yourself prepared. When you're on that last train to glory, you know that you're reasonably there. I wanna hop on that last train at the station.
Wow.
Dan did a good verse.
Yeah, he
good
sure
did. Good job
on
that verse,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I keep telling him, man, you need to write more.
And you know, there's a connection also to here,
yeah,
for Dan.
Uh-huh.
His son is a DJ on Monday nights.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now,
so.
Doesn't his wife work somewhere?
Yeah, next door in the college office. Yeah.
So that's
that Dan, yeah.
Yeah.
So Dan does
the
a great job.
Hat,
yes. So normally this is pure talk with a little bit of music in between, and I definitely appreciate the fact that you were able to play to give the listeners an idea of what some of these folk clubs are about, because it's not just going out for the music and entertaining yourself,
right,
you know, and hearing something that's great. It's doing something at the same time.
Right.
So it's a great way to help. First Fridays is a great way to help McRust.
Yeah.
McRust sounds like and I don't know a lot about it, but what I do know, it sounds like an incredible organization.
They're making a difference.
And when you check out the webpage, McRust.org,
mm-hmm,
take a look at all those churches that are out there, and that's a whole lot of humanity to organize.
Yeah, you got that.
And various churches are overnighting people who have no other place to go.
Right.
And especially with the cold weather coming in,
yeah,
you know,
the one point that I made too last year, 10,000 volunteers, mm-hmm, provided 76,000 hours, and you know what? It's not enough. We need more.
Yeah. But gosh, it's a help. There's something other that's good.
One other plug I'd kind of like to make for any musicians that are listening that say, wow, this sounds like something I might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Come on out. Come on out and play. We have all levels of talent. And you know what? Everybody's appreciated because we know what it takes to get up there and play in front of people.
Yeah,
so
come
on out.
Well, talk about help. There are a number of musicians who play at various venues, and sometimes all of them. And over the last few years, you've listened to people who get up there, and it's like, not so great. And over the years, they've actually improved significantly. So it's a great way of helping yourself too.
It's really funny because I think with the little, and like I said before, I don't want to use the word click, but with the little group of friends, I think we're kind of like pushing the envelope with each other.
It's a support group.
Yeah. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to see how people have grown.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And like Robert Stark, I mentioned him earlier. He's been playing lately with bass player John Tackle and with a Canadian guitarist, David Light. And
yes.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Dude.
David Light's guitar playing is just incredible and just kind of wraps around Robert Stark's vocals and John Tackle's bass. And it's. Oh.
Yeah.
And then when Carl showed up at First Friday, Carl Caballero, and threw his harmonica in there, oh my gosh. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
That's the beauty of
it. Right. Okay, so we can attend First Friday, hear some great music, and help McRust. We can go to the East River Folk Society
on the second Saturday.
And that'll help some kids, No Child Without a Christmas.
Yep. Wyandotte Goodfellows, No Child Without a Christmas.
Right. And then Dearborn Acoustic at St. Paul,
3rd.
Right? Mm-hmm. Beach and Monroe in Dearborn, and that's December 3rd at 7 o'clock for the music.
Yeah.
Musicians in by 6:30, and when you help with that one, then you're helping the Marine Toys for Tots program.
For Tots,
right.
Yeah.
And then McRust also on the same night has a fundraiser. So, so that...
And actually too, at Dearborn Acoustic, Lynn usually fixes up the treats there. I don't know if you had a hand in them last time, but we had cupcakes and faces on there looking at us.
So definitely a great way to help and have you can support local musicians.
Yeah, and have fun and see what's going on in Detroit because there's a lot of extremely talented people out there. And it's my honor and privilege to be a part of it.
Thank you, Kenny. And thanks for coming into Impact today.
Thank you so much for having me. I am very grateful. Thank you.
Thanks so much for telling us about McRust, and what a great organization. So thank you. This is WHFR Dearborn. We are the station making waves.
This Halloween, do your trick-or-treating at WHFR. Just call 313-845-9676 or email whfr@hfcc.edu. On Halloween Day, say trick-or-treat for a grab bag full of goodies. This Halloween, email or call WHFR. The treats are on us.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything? Packed your bags and left. For a week. A month. A year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself.